Here's a curious aspect of our modern life. No matter how busy we are, no matter how much we multitask, there are always those little moments when we just have to wait. Waiting to leave a voicemail.
To initiate callback, push star. To leave a message, begin speaking at the tone. When finished, push star.
Waiting for the microwave. Waiting for help from customer service.
The option you selected is not available.
For some people, these little moments of idleness are maddening. Day-to-day contributor Jennifer Sharp ran into one of these downtime-aphobes on a recent visit to her hometown, Berkeley, California.
When I got to Berkeley last month, I couldn't believe how much time and energy management it took just to make plans with my old friends. I had to call their home phones, cell phones, work phones, and send emails to their Facebook, MySpace, and regular email accounts. Out of all that, a few plans materialized, like my dinner with Aminta, who showed up late.
Oh, that wasn't even late, Jennifer. Wait, so I mean, what? I was there an hour after I said I was going to be?
I would say an hour and a half.
Oh, that's nothing.
Aminta is a friend from high school I hadn't seen in years. Last time we made plans, she never even showed up.
It's never that I flaked, because it wasn't like I ever forgot where it was I was supposed to be meeting you. It's that I was doing the other things that I was doing, and I was getting through them as I could.
Sinking back into my couch, she explained that she never knows whether something's going to take 2 minutes.
Because it took me much longer to, you know, spot clean my shoes or...
Or 2 hours. Especially if it involves looking something up on the web, like a bus schedule.
And they'll go to the website where I'm supposed to get the information, and then it will turn out an array of a million different choices of schedules, and I'm supposed to pinpoint the corner that's nearest.
I got exhausted just picturing her search and the escalating anxiety she feels watching her computer's spinning ball.
What? Click? Click? I'm clicking! And I'll be like, okay, forget it.
Aminta lives with her girlfriend, who's usually on the other side of the bed working at her computer.
I don't bang the keyboard, but I'll do things like, I yell, and I yell, and I grip my hands, and I think, oh my God!
But as Aminta's outbursts have continued...
She's starting to speak up a little more and say, okay, some of it's uncomfortable for me and not that fun to listen to, and it seems like maybe it's starting to happen more often, and you're willing to, like, dive into the rage a little bit too much.
In response, Aminta's created a new system based on the way she spends her time waiting in line at the bank.
I bring a book, or I bring a Sudoku puzzle, or whatever it is. You know, a million things I can do.
Things she now brings to the spot on the bed where she works at her computer.
In like concentric circles almost, emanating out from there is all of the things that I've done, have been doing, or maybe will do in between and while I'm doing all the things on the computer.
An array of 30-second to 7-minute tasks, ranging from grooming activities...
I really don't like sweaters with pills.
...to organizing.
Checking batteries. I keep a bag of batteries next to the bed, so it's great. I can test like 4 batteries and then, oh, search is done. I go back to the computer.
Recently, while simultaneously watching television with the sound off, spending time online, and listening to an Alice Walker book on tape, she realized that her computer was interfering with the sense of peace the book on tape was giving her. So she shut it off and didn't turn it back on again for days.
I just took my hand in the back of the thing and clicked it shut and just unplugged it and just put it to the side of the bed.
Impressed by her turnaround, I pictured myself adopting her system.
I would start with a sorting thing. If you have a box of earrings, the next time you start a search, you go through and pair them all up.
But I knew I'd probably never do it because, unlike Aminta, I don't really mind watching the ball spinning on my computer. Maybe it's that after staring at it for so many years now, I've become patient. Or maybe it's just laziness.
Another 2 batteries. Finish off the bag the next time, yeah.
For NPR News, I'm Jennifer Sharp.